This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're at Living Light Foursquare Church, and I'm with Pastor Muggy. And Pastor Muggy, what's your role here with the church?
My role in the church in PNG is I'm supervising the region and also organizing all the programs that are going on in the region, like organizing new programs on the go. I've passed the information out into the remote places, getting people together. And this is my role.
And you've been involved with the shoeboxes, haven't you? Can you tell us a little bit about your role with the shoeboxes?
Yeah, the shoeboxes, because the shoeboxes is a great blessing and a great support for me as a supervising those regions. I've seen a lot of villages, people are not afford to buy a good present for their own kids, and also especially the school kids. So in the shoebox, it's a great support for the little kids that have seen a lot of good stuff in the boxes. And also it's been a great blessing for the mom and dad seeing pencils and sharpeners and you know, a lot of good items here that the kids are needed for their school. So when the boxes we receive and when we distribute the boxes to those remote places, it's a great blessing. And also we have seen it touch the lives of people. And we are so blessed to have the boxes with us.
Can you tell us how the parents respond, what they say to you when you deliver the shoeboxes?
Okay. When we bring the box over to the places like that, people sometimes, especially the kids, when they see them, watching them open the box, seeing all the brand new thing inside, grabbing them, sometimes we see the kids that they respond in a different way, that they thought, is he going to ask me to pay for the box? And, you know, the response come like this because they have seen all the new items. But when he stood up and said, this is someone who loves you and you got a good friend now and your friend is somewhere out there, you say, thank God and for the boxes because you are so blessed because of them. Because they love you and God loves you and today you receive the boxes. So especially the mothers and the fathers, when they see their kids, you know, putting a full smile on their faces, tears usually fall on their faces because they've seen the children were so glad to have the box. And
you told me yesterday about a mother that you met who had just a young child, just 2 years old.
Yeah.
Can you share that with us again?
Yeah, in PNG, as you know, like we have a lot of young girls give birth without father, you know. So there's a girl in the bush, and she gave birth to a little daughter, 2.5 years old. And you know, every year comes, you know, like she usually feel embarrassed because she can't buy a good present for the little one. And so when the boxes, shoeboxes was there, that time her daughter received the boxes. She was so full of joy and excited because she wanted to grab all the boxes. And the mother was sitting down and tears fall off. And I asked, what do you feel like? And she said, last year, for the last 2 years, you know, she has no father. So kids, sometimes they receive the gifts from their parents. My daughter hasn't received because she has no father. But today I've seen someone become my daughter's father. And she received the gifts. She's just full of excitement. And I cannot express what she feels, but when I see my daughter, it's just like the tears fall off, and she couldn't talk a lot about that, but say, thank God for the people who put the boxes together. And now we receive the boxes here in the village. So that's what she's expressed, you know. But she was so excited and full of joy. But not only her, but a lot of people feel like that as when the shoeboxes goes in. And every year they expect, Pastor Maggie, when is she going to come and inform us when the shoeboxes will come? So these are the things that people in the bush were so blessed to have the boxes.
But the shoeboxes have opened some other doors for your church to do work in the communities too, haven't they?
As
we we saw some of that in Bonanamo.
Bonanamo.
Bonanamo. Yeah. I always get it wrong.
Shoeboxes has been a great blessing. That's one thing that it's also strengthened the church. One thing about culture in PNG is that PNG have different culture. But when the shoeboxes is just like a middleman brought us together. When the shoeboxes goes in, children come together, mothers come together. So we shoeboxes become making a bridge for people to have a good relationship in the community. And also it becomes a ways of reaching people and strengthening our church by doing all this, we see that people have seen the love of Christ in them. We said, someone who loves you. We are just a distributor. We do what we can do just to tell you that God loves you. But these boxes has been packed by somebody who loves God, but they love you as well. The soup boxes become great blessing to the church, especially the pastors in the remote places. They have a lot of ideas, but soup boxes has been also supporting them to do a ministry in the local village.
Thank you so much, Pastor Muggy, for sharing a bit with us today.
Yes, thank you, and thank you for the Samaritan Purse with the team that put the box together, and especially the Papua New Guinea. We are so blessed, and we are looking forward to work with you. And you have been a great partner with us in reaching our people of Papua New Guinea. People feel hopeless, and they thought nobody cares about us. And I believe that Samaritan Press and the Superbox have been a great blessing to our region and the people of Papua New Guinea. And I thank God for the people who put the boxes together. Thank you so much.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.